Tachem Perik Vav Mishnah Vav, sixth, last the Perik, and one more on shechting a Korban Pesach, making it puzzle, invalidating it on Shabbos, and therefore being culpable for bringing a chatas, a sin offering. So for one to be liable for a chatas, he has to do an avera b'shogeg. B'shogeg means that his act was intentional, but his violation of Shabbos was unintentional. He didn't realize what he was doing was forbidden. Meaning he maybe forgot about Shabbos, he forgot this, or didn't realize this particular act was forbidden on Shabbos, etc. If there are circumstances beyond his control, meaning that he either simply couldn't do better, or his act was an expression of his own will, his violation was an expression of his own will, so then that person is not called a shogeg, but an ones. An ones means someone who was circumstances beyond his own will, or his own control. So in such a scenario, if a person was an ones, so then he would not be liable for a Korban Pesach. Okay? So the basic point of our mission here is, if one slaughters a Korban Pesach, if the Korban, even b'di'evad after the fact, is pasul, invalid, then he'll be liable for a chatas, assuming he could have done better if he would have tried harder. If there were circumstances totally beyond his control, then even if he slaughtered the Korban Pesach and it turns out it was invalid, he will not be liable for a chatas. Mishnah says inside, Shechatush lo la'ochlav, if a person on Erev Pesach, which falls out on the Shabbos, shechts the Korban Pesach, and he has in mind that the people who are going to be distributed to this Korban Pesach are people who are unable to eat from its meat. As we explained in the previous parak, that means they're either too old or too sick or too young, unable to eat even a kazayas. So if all the people who he's having in mind to shecht it for, if none of them can eat a kazayas, then the Korban is invalid. And same goes v'shlo l'menuyav. If he has in mind that all the people who will be participating in this Korban are not people who are pre-registered on it, or he has, let's say, no one in mind. He says, you know, it's the Chabad house brings the Korban Pesach, and they say, shech this one for whoever shows up to our Seder unexpectedly. No, those are not menuyav. They weren't appointed and registered ahead of time, and therefore such a Korban would be invalid. La'arelin, if everyone who he's shechting for are all uncircumcised, even if they are rightly so uncircumcised, I mean, let's say, for example, they had a patur, they're exempt because they come from a family of hemophiliacs, and his previous brothers died from bris milah. Even so, he's an aral, he may not participate. So if all the people who are to be intending to, when the Kohen shechts his animal, having in mind all those people, if they're all aralim, none of them have been circumcised, the Korban Pesach is invalid. And finally, vila tamein, if all the people who he has in mind are tame, meaning they're unable to participate in eating the Korban Pesach. So in all those four scenarios, since no one's going to be able to eat this Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach is pasul, and since it's invalid, he shechted for nothing, and one is over the issur d'oraisa of shechita, which is taking the life of a creature, on Shabbos, which is forbidden, and since he did it to b'shogeg, he did it not realizing that one of these things were in play, he didn't realize that he was doing a issur Shabbos, and this would make it pasul, then he's chayev, he's obligated to bring a chatas, sin offering. You might ask, a general rule when it comes to being liable is kol makalkel, if a person does a destructive act as opposed to a constructive act on Shabbos, so then he's pater from being a chatas. And if you're taking a nice sheep and you're rendering it pasul and useless, so why is that not called makalkel, and therefore you're only in derabanan territory and would not be culpable for a chatas? The answer is because, first of all, every animal, goats and sheep, so they're all have a one-way ticket to becoming a nevela, a carcass that conveys tuma. The way you can save a goat or sheep from becoming a nevela and a source of tuma is by making it a shchuta, slaughtering it. If you slaughter it as per the Jewish ritual law, as shchita goes, lalacha, so you've saved it from becoming a nevela, it won't become a nevela, it's a shchuta, will never convey tuma. So that's an improvement. So that alone would be considered no longer a makalkel, shchita is an improvement in all events. Moreover, in this particular case, so in this scenario we have here, if a person shechted this goat, let's say, and he had in mind people who none of them could eat the goat, it's pasul, but the goat actually has some level of kashrus to it, in as much as if the emurim from this animal were put on the mizbeach, so it's kosher enough after the fact to not require you taking down the emurim. So there's some level, meaning you don't have to remove those sacrificial parts from the altar. So that means on some level it's a little bit kosher, and that means it's sort of some level of improvement. That'll be enough then to make it non-makalka for both those reasons. On the other hand, if the person, the Kohen who shechts it la'ochlav v'shlola ochlav, having some people in mind who are capable of eating and some who are not capable of eating the Korban Pesach's meat, or la'manuyav v'shlola manuyav, some people were registered, some people were not registered ahead of time, or la'mulin v'la'arelin, or some people were circumcised and some people were not circumcised, or la'tahorin v'la'tamein, some people were tahor, some were tamei. So in all four of those scenarios, some people that he had in mind could participate in the Korban Pesach, making the Korban Pesach kosher, valid, and therefore patur, he's certainly exempt from any chatas because he did a legitimate act of shechting Korban Pesach, which is kosher at least after the fact. He shouldn't have had those people in mind, but even though he did, the animal is kosher, the offering is kosher. Now, shechato, what happens if he slaughters the Korban Pesach v'nimtza ba'al mum? After the fact, he discovers that this animal is a ba'al mum and has a blemish, which renders it forbidden to be brought as an offering. The pasuk in Vayikra says, "Kol asher bo mum," any animal that has on it a blemish, lo sakrivu, may not be offered. So if it has one of the blemishes that are actually enumerated in Maseches Bechoros in the sixth parak, see over there, like for example a wart or cataract or a split or whatever, and its lip and that kind of stuff, so the animal is considered imperfect and cannot be brought as a korban. So if he does that, he'll be liable because he made a mistake slaughtering an invalid offering. In contrast, shachatu v'nimtzo treifa b'seiser, if he shechts it and it turns out after the fact that it had some treifa, some fatal flaw that would cause it to ultimately die, like for example it had a hole in its intestine or a hole in its lung or something like that, so but b'seiser, in a place you couldn't see it, in other words, how could you possibly know what the lungs of this animal looks like till you open it up, so you didn't know, so then when you shecht it, you'll be putter, you'll be exempt from bringing a chatas because you're not considered to be a shogeg, you're an ones, you couldn't have done better. Circumstances were under control. How could you know that inside the animal would have some fatal flaw that would make it a treif on a kosher? Just to contrast back to the previous case, when it comes to the mum, so these mumin, the blemishes are external phenomena, and in fact there's a halacha that for the 4 days leading up to the offering of a sacrifice, you're supposed to check it to make sure it has no mumin, it has no blemishes. So the blemish should have been detected, and since you didn't detect it, you could have done better. Okay, it was an accident, so it's just a shogeg, but then to rectify the situation, you'll need to bring a korban chatas. In contrast, when it comes to the mum, the treifa, by the way, some treifas are external. If it'll be an external, mauled animal, certainly you could not call that being an onus. But if it's a beseis or a hidden treifa, a hidden flaw inside the animal, so then you couldn't do better, and therefore you're an onus, and therefore you're pater. Shechato v'noda l'mosh v'noda. First, this Kohen shechts this Korban Pesach. V'noda, after the fact that after he shechts it, he comes to learn shemashchu habalim es yadam, that the people who originally had been the owners, the people who were registered for this particular animal, they withdrew from that animal. Literally, mashchu yadam means like they pulled their hands away, but it means they found the animal they liked more, so they withdrew their registry on this particular animal, and they registered for a different animal. And people are actually allowed to do that before the Korban Pesach is offered, and before it's shechted anyways. But if everyone is Moshech Yadam, everyone withdraws from this particular animal, there's no one left on it, so then it's not valid as a Korban Pesach. So now if the Kohen shechted it for them, this will be invalid Korban, and therefore he has now been Mechal Shabbos inadvertently. But as we'll see in a second, what was he supposed to do? He can go on the chazaka, their basic presumption that the karbonos that are delivered to him to shecht in the Beis Mikdash on Erev Pesach are kosher animals for shechita. How is he supposed to know who is or isn't registered on it? And therefore, he was in his right to go and shecht it, and therefore he'll be considered an ones. The circumstances were totally beyond his control. So we'll see in a moment he'll be exempt from being a chatas. So the cases here again, number one, if they're mashchu yadayim, if the owner is... they withdrew from the registry, osha mesu, or if all the owners, people who registered on the animal, they all died prior to the shechting of the animal. So now it's, again, has no owners, and therefore it's invalid, but he is an onus, because how do you know that? And same goes, shenitmu, if all the people in that family who registered on this particular animal became tame, again, they're invalid persons, and therefore this offering is not valid for them, but the Kohen who shechted it on their behalf, how was he supposed to know? In all those cases, that Kohen is putter, b'bnei sheshachat bereshos, when he slaughtered it, he was within his rights to assume that it was a legitimate animal for shechting, and therefore, although it was Machal Shabbos, he was an onus, it was circumstance beyond his control. I keep on saying that Cohen slaughters it. Don't forget that you don't need to be a Cohen to slaughter any korbanos, and the custom in general was that the Bailim, the owners, were the ones who shechted the Korban Pesach typically, because they're just too many people and to get this done quickly. But nevertheless, I use the example of a Kohen in this Mishnah because obviously it becomes nonsensical or complicated if the Bailim are shechting. How could it be that the Bailim withdrew his hands, etc.?